When we talk about Gardaí, and I was talking to some Gardaí over the last couple of days, I want to first of all begin by remembering the victims of the tragic accident last Friday in my own constituency, my own part of the county in West Donegal, in a terrible road accident. And my thoughts and prayers are with the families and friends of Jamie Diver and Sean Martin McClafferty, and also the two young men who are fighting in hospital at the moment, and all their loved ones and all their friends. It's devastating sadness that was visited in our community across Donegal, and unfortunately it's been an experience that we've witnessed too many. But I want to also take the opportunity to commend the Gardaí. I was actually on the road that night, and I seen three Garda cars rushing over to the scene of the accident. And you know, we know that they're turning up just for their duty, but sometimes the scenes that unfold in front of them and their professionalism, along with the emergency responders that were there, have to be commended. And I do that because they do work in some of the most difficult situations imaginable, and they do deserve our gratitude and respect, and deserve our support and the resources as well. In Donegal, Minister, you'll know that there's a significant anxiety amongst rank-and-file Gardaí and in our local communities as to what the new Garda policing model means for our county. Donegal is one of the last counties where the new model is yet to be rolled out, and there are concerns that the new model will harm the links to local communities. Garda on the ground clearly have no confidence in the planned changes, and they continue to struggle with the shortage of personnel and equipment. And I would invite you up to Donegal to actually experience that, and I would ask you maybe to make that as a point of priority, to reach out to the Gardaí and go on a visit and look at the vastness of the county, the Gaeltacht community, the offshore islands, the coast, the border that has to be policed, the airport that carries international flights, and the coastal community that has to be policed along with Killybegs, and try to figure out how to guard the districts or to guard the areas, community policing areas, will suffice. It simply will not. We have seen the chipping away of Garda resources in Donegal for many, many years. The brutal facts of it are that there's significantly less Garda in Donegal today than when Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael went into government in 2020. There's 18 less Garda in the county. What does that mean? Many of our Garda stations across Donegal have two or three Garda in it. So when we have Garda stations without Garda, it's because of the dwindling of resources. We have a third less Garda in policing our roads today than we had 3 years ago. And the new plan doesn't take into account the challenges that are there in relation to the size, the geography and all of that. So I would ask the Minister to recognise this. And the last thing I'll say, which is an insult in my view to Gardaí rank and file on the ground. Since February of last year, Minister, there is no superintendent in Letterkenny. Letterkenny covers a huge division, absolutely huge area, no superintendent. We cannot have it that all resources are going to Dublin. We know that there's a challenge in Dublin. There's challenges elsewhere. It is disrespectful to the Gardaí. It is disrespectful to the rank and file who turn out every single day to do their job, to leave them without a superintendent for so long. I'm asking you to take direct intervention in this year, and I would invite you to the county to look at the challenges we have, particularly around this new model and particularly around the Gaeltacht communities that it will serve.